Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Carrie Melissa Jones, the founder of Gather Community Consulting and the former COO and founding partner of CMX. Her work has helped build communities with Google, Patreon, the American Medical Association, Coursera, and DoSomething.org. She is the co-author of the new book, Building Brand Communities, How Organizations Succeed by Creating Belonging. And Carrie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And Carrie, equally excited to have you with us and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So the big question is, what actually inspired you to write this new book, Building Brand Communities?
Yeah, so I started working on this book with my co-author, Charles Vogel, about 2 years ago. So at the time, we had no idea that there would be a pandemic now. So what we experienced at that time was actually another epidemic that the U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy declared about 3 or 4 years ago, stating that loneliness had actually reached epidemic levels in the United States, but also throughout the world. So socially, we've been in the midst of a loneliness epidemic for many years, and this trend has just been exacerbating. It's especially prevalent among young people. So in my work, typically I'll work with a tech company or another large organization, and I see the ways in which the work that these organizations do can either fuel disconnection or heal disconnection. And this is the work I've been doing for the last 15 years of my career. And this became very urgent 2 years ago. And Charles and I, he's the author of The Art of Community, which is another fantastic book on how to build the structures of community. So we got together and put our brains together and realized that we needed to debunk a lot of the conventional wisdom around community building, because if the conventional wisdom were working, then we would not be in the midst of a loneliness epidemic. So we know how precious human connection is right now, I think more than ever before. And this book is really gratefully and just coming at the right time for when readers need it.
And I'd say so. What timing for this book to be out and I have access to now. Why are the ideas from this book more important and urgent now than ever before?
Yeah, so we're in the midst of a pandemic, I'm sure as all of your listeners will know, and we are painfully aware of what loneliness feels like, what disconnection feels like, and people everywhere are longing for connection. But businesses and people can still answer the call to connect people, as I mentioned before. And what I'm seeing right now in my work, so I'll work with organizations from a nonprofit to, like I mentioned, like a tech company. And everyone that I'm talking to right now seems to think that just putting Band-Aids on this problem of disconnection by hosting something like a virtual event or having a one-time Zoom happy hour with their staff is enough to build connection. But in truth, it's putting a Band-Aid over the root of the problem, which is a much larger sense of disconnection at the social level. So the book is urgent now because it helps us get to the roots of these problems and not just put Band-Aids on top of Band-Aids on top of Band-Aids.
Yeah, that's definitely not going to work, and a great analogy on that as well. Now, how did you actually discover the power of online community building? I'd love to hear some details on that.
Yeah, I always like to think back to my early days of being a high schooler, actually. And even prior to that, I was a very awkward, very quiet child. And to the point where actually one of my teachers asked my mother if I were mute, if I didn't speak. And even going into high school, I remember going to a summer camp and I was too afraid to speak to anyone. Words just would not come out of my mouth. So around the time when I was 14 or 15, my father gave me the hand-me-down computer from the living room and he hooked it up in my bedroom. And at that point, I was able to connect to the internet. And so I quickly discovered that the power of the internet and of the World Wide Web was really in connecting to strangers like never before, that we never could do that before. And I remember my 15-year-old brain just exploding at the possibilities. And I quickly found music forums, and through those forums made friends all over the world, from New York City to London to Louisiana and Florida. And these were people who, unlike anyone I'd ever met before, were willing to go really deep and build friendships, even though we'd never met each other face to face. And I found that I could finally really open up with people online in a way that I had struggled my entire life to do. So this is always what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about building online communities. It's not just that online communities have an incredible potential impact on business outcomes like revenue generation and word of mouth referrals and support and customer service cost deferral, but also the individual transformation that happens within online communities. So I experienced that firsthand as a teenager and just really fell in love with this idea of being able to form friendships with anyone, anywhere, even if you were painfully shy. It was this way of more safely doing it for me. And then I was able to translate that into my real world. I'll use that in quotation marks, my real world life, so that today I've written a book and I can stand on stages and do all kinds of things that I never realized I could have done when I was just a high school student. So it's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. And not only that, but it's quite inspiring, and really appreciate the information shared so far today. We're speaking with Carrie Melissa Jones, the founder of Gather Community Consulting and the former COO and founding partner of CMX. She's also the co-author of the new book, Building Brand Communities, How Organizations Succeed by Creating Belonging. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking this even further, is there a wrong or right way to build an online community?
So it's not black or white, but there are several wrong ways that you can build an online community. And that's what I see all the time, is people focusing on the question, how do I get people to blank? So how do I get people to buy my products and services? How do I get people to be loyal or do certain things with me? The truth is, we don't get people to do anything. That's something closer to manipulation or coercion. And I often think when people ask these questions, they don't realize that that's the spirit behind them. But that question really is sitting on top of something we must address, which is a sense of panic, anxiety, and the necessity of short-term returns. So we are constantly feeling the sense of, I have to do this. I have to get these results by Q4. And if we only think of building community in those terms, then we can't create something that's valuable over the long term. So I'm always recommending that my clients ask a question that's more like, how do I create something that helps people become who they'd like to be in the world? So we approach community building from that kind of a question versus this more panic-stricken, anxiety-filled, how do I get people to do whatever it is that I would ideally like them to do? We create something entirely different. We don't have to go based on templates and copying what other people are doing. We can create true strategic advantage by helping people practice and become more of who they'd like to be in the world.
You know, it actually is simple and it makes so much sense. Really appreciate your input there. Now, what do most brands get wrong about building belonging?
Sure. So I guess this goes to the previous question, which is really about that short-term return. I actually once had a boss, I worked for a tech company, and she would come by my desk quite often and ask me, you know, do people love us yet? And I would have to kind of temper her expectations. And so what she was getting wrong, what many people I see getting wrong, is a focus too much on, first of all, focus too much on the brand, and second, focus too much on the short term. So much of our business culture is focused on quarterly returns or annual returns. But in my experience, communities take 18 months to really take off and reach critical mass. And that's if you have done the work to lay a solid foundation, to build real authentic relationships within those communities, and to actually have specific leaders within those communities. So it can take much, much longer, in fact, than 18 months. But on average, that's what I see. And so looking just at what is the next 3 months going to look like, well, a community strategy will always it will always let brands down. And so I see many giving up on building belonging because they're not able to get those quarterly returns.
Some fabulous feedback from you right there. A lot to learn from your response there. Now, what does online community building have that offline doesn't and vice versa?
I love this question because I often hear people say that face-to-face connection is impossible to replace. And I agree, actually, that there's no one-to-one corollary between face-to-face and online. We're not going to be able to create something the same way we would face-to-face as we would digitally. However, what I will say about online community is that it's fantastic and even life-changing for people like I was as a teenager, who are introverted or socially anxious, but also for people who might have stigmatized identities or who otherwise couldn't find other people like them in their part of the world. So maybe human rights activists, one is in Africa and one is in the United States, and they can finally meet each other in a way that was impossible for them prior. It's also great for those who are not able-bodied, who are not extroverted, and who maybe don't have as much access to transportation and ability to travel. So a lot of what I'm talking about here, what I've realized over time, is that online community is often superior for those who don't traditionally in our culture or society, and especially our business culture, have power. So online communities are actually a great way to put power back into people's hands and to create bottom-up growth in an organization, and to really start to create real change, not just create more of the same.
Carrie, really great to have had you on to cover this, and especially as you had mentioned before, and I believe it is so true, it is so timely to have this kind of information with what we've been going through and even planning for the future in these regards. Before you go in, one last question. If one has not built a community before, where can they actually get started building one?
Yeah, so start small. Just gather a group of three. That's really where it begins. And send out an invitation, whether that's a phone call or an email, whatever it might be that is resonant with you, and ask people to get together around a shared purpose or interest. Because invitations really, really matter, especially these days. A thoughtful invitation can change someone's life. So that is where I recommend everyone begins, is by focusing not so much on the technology piece or the, you know, investing in this giant virtual conference, but actually spending some time getting to know their customers, their stakeholders, the people around them that they would like to gather so that they can really be successful in the long term and get to know them as whole human beings, not just as what they might do for you, what sale you might make, what these more shallow outcomes, but really looking at who they are as a person so we can create something much more sustainable in our world.
And that is certainly a bonus tip right there, and thanks for that. Carrie, where can listeners get more information on yourself and also the book, Building Brand Communities?
You can go to buildingbrandcommunities.com. That's the book website, or carriemelissajones.com. That is my personal website, or find me on Instagram at carriemelissajones.
And that's certainly easy enough. Again, Carrie, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate what you do in the space.
Thank you so much, Eric. This was fun.
It certainly was, Carrie, and thanks so much for your time. We've been speaking with, once again, Carrie Melissa Jones, the founder of Gather Community Consulting and the former COO and founding partner of CMX. She's the co-author of the new book, Building Brand Communities, How Organizations Succeed by Creating Belonging. And for further information, visit buildingbrandcommunities.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.